This next poem is called The Unificationizer. It's a word that I think I invented. And it's a kind of surrealistic attempt to give my sense of what I think is happening to people in a technological age. It's a kind of lecture. The unificationizer. First, you must reorganize yourself. Later, the rest. It is not enough to redistribute parts. How can you simplify, say, an elephant, merely by replacing tail with trunk, since surely thinking and eating from one end is crude? Too many memories still remain. No, you must start with cells, basic units. Attachment fibers must be cleansed. They are gummy and they ooze. Though specialized work, articles are available to the layman if, and this is important, he has the incentive. You need not, for example, tolerate anger. Anger units can be cut out, but preserve them by quick freezing. Someday, who knows, a use for them may be found. Take pains not to damage adjacent cells. I warn you, they are easily destroyed, and sometimes they seem to destroy themselves without being touched. You have made progress if next morning, when you lay your egg, it is perfectly round. That is exciting. You will have found new strength to work late hours, not to rely on the company of friends, to break the obsession for touching girls, and some, to commit yourself. After removing the hate cell, invisible poisons must be drained out. A vacuum pump with a tube attached to the ear is cheap and efficient. Test yourself then. See if there is not more powder in your skin, more white in your fingernails, and note you are less distracted by peripheral images, the dead branch of a tree, a dog waiting for a stoplight, the stain in the gloves you gave your mother. The egg, now smaller, is no longer to be eaten, and less hurt is required to produce it. Next, vestigial organs must be excised. There are more than you think. The balance you get from toes, for example, causes a loss of caution. You do not need toes if stable and self-contained. There is a cord that begins in the neck and goes down to the rectum, which after two neat snips can be pulled out, easy as reeling in a fish. This operation should be done alone with mirrors. Notice then that the egg has become still smaller, the shell more mushroomy. And before the time comes to pack cotton in your nose, bits of wool socks will do, for it is less suffocating to breathe through the mouth. You will detect an odor emanating from the egg, the odor of families rotting, stuffed in a perambulator, pushed by a bearded nurse without a nose. That is no time to turn back. Let me repeat, that is no time to turn back.